I invite you to test the boisterously advertised welcome gadget offered to us by AliExpress for just £4 with free shipping. Here I will check what performance this power supply has in practice, whether it really supports QC and reaches 65 watts, and whether the voltage at its output is safe for our mobile devices. In addition, I will also look in its PCB under thermal imaging to determine what heats up the most. Let's start with the purchase. The whole thing comes under different names. To me, it popped up as a GaN wall charger with USB-C plug. I already have reservations about the name itself, if only because essentially the charging circuitry is already in the phone. And here we have, as it already is, a power supply. Although I'm more concerned about that GaN and 65 watts. Fast charging, QC standard higher voltage, also caught the title. Well, hard we buy. If problems arise, simply open discussions with the seller. First impression. I waited a long time for the package to arrive, but here it is. There's no mistaking it. It said 65 watts on the packaging and case too. On the device we have its performance. Up to 7.2 amps at 9 volts, up to 5.4 amps at 12 volts, and up to 3.25 amps at 20 volts. All nice, but QC trigger can't even switch on 7 volts. What's up? Let's not judge in advance. The QC trigger may have broken down for me, perhaps it's run-of-the-mill. Worse, at 5 volts, I can also draw up to 2 amps, and then the voltage drops. One might get the impression that we have a 5V 2 amp power supply here, but this remains to be checked. Interior of the gadget. The whole thing is suspiciously easy to disassemble. I can get the impression that this device does the auto-disassembly itself when plugged in and pulled harder at an angle. This is how the plug is connected to the board, on contact. Inside we have a small PCB with a load bonus. Here's the PCB itself. Everything is on a poor single-sided board. It does not resemble a GaN power supply. You can see by the pins from USB-C alone that only 5V is connected here. There are no derived signals responsible for QC negotiation. I don't see anything else on the underside either. All we have here is a PSR. Primary side regulation, no optocoupler flyback converter controller, a synchronous rectifier, on the secondary side, instead of a Schottky diode, and a small circuit to probably let the power supply report to the phone to let it know it can draw more than 500 milliamps. We only have a fuse at the input, and then there is a rectifier bridge, then the minimum inverter circuit. You can easily read that the inverter is based on the MT3612. This fully dispels any doubts. According to the catalog note, we have here up to 10-12 watts, depending on the version. 9BB358427. Now we look at the secondary low voltage side. There is only one more modern aspect here, as we have an MT6704 synchronous rectifier, based on a MOSFET instead of a Schottky diode. Practical tests. To start with a current of 1.5 amps, after half an hour, the main PSR controller approaches 50 degrees Celsius. The synchronous rectifier heats up a little less. This is very strange, but after a momentary load of 1.5 amps, the voltage starts to jump to 6.5 V. What happens, on the other hand, when we increase the current? At this load, the systems exceed the 50 degrees C limit. The voltage is also able to occasionally drop to 3.4 V, i.e. the overload protection is trying to protect the inverters. Summary. This product is outright misleading and does not deliver what is promised. What's more, the whole thing is of poor quality, and after a load of about 3 amps, the voltage starts to jump in a strange way, up to 7V, and the overcurrent protection does not always immediately engage. In addition, the construction is flimsy. I would be afraid that at some time of pulling out of contact, a part of the device will be left in my hands. I wonder what the construction of the transformer is like, but I didn't want to destroy it to find out. All in all, it is hardly surprising that I would totally advise against buying this product. If this is what a welcome deal or a Welco